Gretchen Whitmer administration creates support groups to cope with coronavirus stresses. By Kyle Olson on January 5, 2021. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's, D, administration is creating support groups residents can join to manage stresses created by the coronavirus, and her reaction to it. Unlike Florida, for example, Whitmer has opted for more of a controlling approach. Mandating rules, restricting businesses, and shuttering in-person learning for many students, which in turn created stress for parents. Now, her Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, is offering counseling and support services for residents suffering from her policies. We are excited about the opportunity to be able to offer these group supports and doing outreach to a variety of populations to try and make available resources for people that we expect would be struggling with what's going on. Dr. Deborah Pinels, Medical Director for Behavioral Health and Forensic Programs for MDHHS, said, ABC 12 reported. Residents will learn more about the virus itself and how it impacts people's mental health. According to Pinels, and those who sign up will be able to open a dialogue and talk about what's going on. MDHHS is offering support groups for Michigan families, the department said on its Facebook page. Many ME parents are feeling overwhelmed by extra responsibilities and stress from COVID-19. The announcement read for a group specifically for parents of children 18 and younger. Participation was capped at 30 residents. The agency also created a counseling session for seniors and older adults. But the maximum number of participants allowed also is just 30. Joblessness has risen as a result of Whitmer's shutdown orders. According to the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, hotel unemployment remains at 38%, meaning that 4 in 10 hotel employees that worked in the industry in February do not now. Nearly 5,000 restaurants are at risk of closure if restrictions don't change. In September, the average of restaurant operators said staffing levels were 67% pre-pandemic levels. 44% said they did not expect those levels to return within 6 months. Those opinions were before Whitmer created a 3-week pause, a palatable moniker for new restrictions on bars, restaurants, schools, and a plethora of businesses. Michigan is now approaching its 12th week of the pause. The latest extension will allegedly expire January 15. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.